and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacy.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And today, our topics are about stealing and trying not to have things be stolen and things that possibly were stolen. Lots of stealing things going on.
My goodness, people. So much stealing.
Really. So, first story, and this is one of the crazier things I think I've ever heard in my life. A man was sentenced to 50 years in jail for stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas.
$1.2 million worth of fajitas. First of all, how many fajitas is that?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of fajitas.
That is an amazing amount of
Second,
fajitas.
Second, why?
So the 50 years comes from the wanting to set an example so that other people won't do this.
Won't steal fajitas.
Because what had happened was this man had worked at a youth detention center. And this whole thing happened over the course of like 9 years.
Okay, so he didn't steal like $1.2 million worth of fajitas at once, which would require, I would imagine, a couple of trucks.
I'm now just envisioning like an Ocean's movie of stealing fajitas. What would that even be called? Ocean's 9, $1.2 million worth of fajitas. Oh man, yeah, I'd love to see that, how that goes down. Please, somebody.
Oh, maybe it could be both groups, the men and the women.
Oh, yeah.
And they could work together. I don't know what you'd call it. Ocean's 20 at that point.
Yeah, 20-something, yeah. But so anyways, over the course of 9 years, he would order fajitas to be delivered to this detention center using the detention center's money or budget or whatever, ordering it as the detention center.
Right.
And then selling it outside the detention center for profit.
Oh, jeez.
So this is in Cameron County, Texas, and it went on for 9 years. And the only reason he actually got caught, because this evidently could have gone for a while, is because he had a doctor's appointment one day and wasn't there. And so somebody else took the phone call from the delivery driver who was like, hey, yeah, just want to, you know, clarify on that 800 pound delivery of fajitas you're expecting. And the other employee is like, I don't know what you're talking about. We've never served fajitas here.
Oh, so he wasn't even ordering extra. He was just ordering them.
They never had ever served it at that detention center.
That's crazy. And then he would sell 800 pounds worth of fajitas.
Right.
However often he would do this over 9 years.
Yeah. And again, fajitas. It's just like, that is a strange...
Isn't part of the thrill of fajitas is when they come out and they're all sizzly and, you know, doing
right.
that thing. I mean, and are these like from a really, really popular restaurant, or do people love these fajitas and there's like a black market for
them? Well, there is evidently a black market, and I'm trying to guess, you know, maybe restaurants were part of this and we're like, hey, we can get our supply of fajitas cheaper from this guy. So let's, you know, buy that. From that shady, I'm still trying to figure out like how a shady deal of fajitas would go down.
You'd have to buy them. I mean, did they buy them and then sell them immediately? I mean,
yes.
I'm not wanting.
Yes, he
you
did.
Know, I'm not. He did, but then if they sold them to restaurants, and I mean, you know, you're not wanting here is a day, 2 day old fajita that we.
Well,
were
it was probably
you.
Frozen. I imagine like a frozen mix that you would then
sure.
heat up. But yeah, he would have it all planned out so that when the delivery came in, he already had people ready to get it and buy it and. Yeah, somehow. Hmm. And got caught because he had a doctor's appointment and wasn't there to take the phone call and has now been sentenced to 50 years because want to make sure that specifically because he was a public servant.
Right.
To make sure that no other public servant does this with, you know, taxpayers' money.
I always wonder how these plans are born. I mean, you're lying in bed one night and you're like, I'm not making enough money as a public servant. I really need to come up with a scheme to make some more money. And I mean, like, I'm not condoning embezzling, but I can kind of see where you come up with that, where you're like, if I just skim a little off the top, maybe no one will catch me. But the whole fajita thing, I don't know where that comes. You know, maybe if I order fajitas, no one will notice. Right? Especially since they don't serve them. No one noticed there was extra money being spent.
That's the one thing that was like, wouldn't you do this for something that you do serve there and just order extra and sort of slip it out the back when no one's looking?
Yeah.
Why would you do it for something that has never been served there? That really should have raised eyebrows way before 9 years.
Yeah.
But there was also a story about
smugglers.
Sorry. smugglers caught trafficking succulents.
Like, which I'm just like, cacti?
Like, not cacti. I mean, cacti are succulents, but the not prickly kind, but like,
these aloe? Are
dudlias. I believe this is how it's pronounced. Dudlias.
Okay.
And if you've seen them, they kind of look like aloe meets a sort of flowering, petally succulent.
Mm-hmm.
And these poachers were scaling coastal bluffs to rip the plants out the ground and then sending them to Asia, Korea, and China, where they could be sold for $40 to $50 each on the black market.
Why?
Because I guess they're really popular there, and supposedly, I guess, maybe you can't get them there?
Are they medicinal? Can you use them for anything, or are they just pretty?
I think they're just pretty.
Wow.
But I think maybe it's just you can't really grow them there because right. of the
climate.
Right, so
that it's supply and demand, and people, you know, somehow they become popular and people want them.
And again, this is just like, how do you find the black market for fajitas and I need to go and find these black markets and see what else is there, because they sound very, like, I'm fine. Black markets for, like, you know, copyrighted things and or organs, I've heard of.
Mm-hmm. Drugs.
Fajitas.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, you know, I know this really good guy who could get you some fajitas.
Right.
How do you find this?
And then, you know, when you go to prison and of course I'm saying this like we're on television, but, you know, what are you in for?
Right.
Fajitas.
I smuggled succulents. I'm that guy. I'm the guy who could get succulents for you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I can get you some succulents.
Oh my gosh.
Brighten up your cell a little bit.
But then again, and maybe I don't watch a lot of crime TV, so maybe this is just how a lot of these sort of things are caught, is just from really sort of ridiculous, stupid mistakes.
From the things that I've read, it kind of sounds like this happens a lot. Not a lot, but enough that, you know.
It's not on the, like, law enforcement's priority list, so it's only caught by stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we talked in the last episode about how neither of us would have ever thought about stealing our parents' credit cards to go to Bali or wherever it was that we were running away to. I'm just not the type of person who thinks this way, you know, like I'm gonna, so I would just automatically assume that of course I would get caught. So I'm not gonna do it in the first place.
I'm not gonna start. But they got caught because they were sending it at a shipping center and the employee noticed that coming out of the box was a bunch of dirt.
Like a UPS kind of shipping center?
I can't remember if it was UPS.
I mean, something along those lines,
like sending it through a shipping center as opposed to like through a middleman guy who has his own private boat or something. Yeah,
right. See, that's what I'm thinking. They're putting it on a ship disguised as something else.
No,
maybe I read too much.
Packaged it and sent it, and that's how they got caught. Is because dirt was coming out the box, and the employee was like, "The heck is this?"
Tape up your boxes better, people,
and alerted their like supervisor or whatever. And then law enforcement was called, and law enforcement actually went out and replanted these back on the sides of California cliffs, which on the one hand, I can get why that would be, you know, not really a bad thing, because here in California, like every summer, we have really bad fires. And then when winter comes and you've got rains where those fires happen because the plants are all gone, you often have mudslides.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're ripping out all the vegetation on a coastal cliff, I'm just like, dude, but what happens when it rains? You're just gonna ruin the town below or something? Like, gee, thanks.
Well, I'm sure they're not thinking along those lines.
Of course not.
I don't think that's usually the
Thieves think.
Well, yeah, I think these acts tend to be a little more selfish. We're going to make some money rather than thinking about the people around you.
Right. Yeah, if I was going to be a thief, it would definitely have to be more along the whole, like, Robin Hood thing. Or taking it from people who most definitely don't need it. And I cannot think, if I try really hard, of anyone who will really be hurt by this. And it's going to help people who could otherwise not be helped. Like, especially not for, like, personal profit. I'm just like... Really? Yeah. So the threat of jail time. Yeah. No.
Yeah. No. I don't want to go to jail. Although it would give us more reading time. But
I mean,
I don't want the rest of things. You know,
all the other stuff that comes with jail. You can keep that. So we're gonna take a short break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back. You're listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. And today we're talking about thieves of various sorts. And so this next story is, I guess, a thing probably thought up to try and stop thieves, or to at least discourage them, in that Amazon has a new service that will start delivering packages to cars.
Do you have to be in the car?
No. It's a bit like their whole... allow us into your house when you're not there thing.
Okay, so often things are stolen off of your porch when packages get left. So now they're delivering to cars. They can get into your car?
Yes.
So do you leave your car unlocked and they lock up after themselves? How does this work?
So this is only available to Amazon Prime members in certain cities who have a 2015 or newer Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, or Volvo with either an active OnStar or Volvo on-call account. So it requires those
things. So there's like three people that can know.
I would hope between all those there's more than three people. No,
but you know, certain cities, these very specific. Yes. So it's a small sample.
A small sample right now. But what it is that you have to tell them... where your car, you have to park it in a public place that they can get to, and you have to tell them, you know, what the car looks like, the make, the model, the color, and the license plate so that the delivery person goes to the right car. And then through this OnStar on-call thing, the trunk is opened and they put it in the trunk and then leave, evidently.
Huh.
And a lot of the reactions to this were not super great. Just because, and my first reaction to this was, but wait, if someone sees you putting that in, wouldn't they know, hey, that's a car to break into? Like, that car specifically, I just saw them get a package, don't know what it is, but I know that at least, you know, going into that one, I will get something out of it. I'll wait till he goes and then, you know, smash in the window or whatever. Like, wouldn't that make it more of a target?
Right. Have I told you my one story about things being stolen?
No.
Okay, so a couple years ago, my husband ordered quinoa flour.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, it's a gluten-free alternative. Mm-hmm. And so he ordered, it was like three big bags of quinoa flour, and that box got stolen off of our porch.
Wow.
This was in an old neighborhood we lived in. And I just so wish I could have been there when whoever took that box, because it was around Christmas time. So they're probably thinking it's going to be something good. And they opened it up to freaking quinoa flour.
Yeah.
Hee hee. Sorry. Anyway.
I mean, I've had packages stolen, but they were just books and books I had won, not even books I had paid for. So I'm not too upset about that. But I've had more the breaking in of cars thing is a problem because people have broken into my mother's car and just recently my grandmother's car. And it's just like, seriously. And there's, thankfully, you know, there wasn't anything of super value in there that they could take. But, you know, they definitely rummaged through and we'd like come out in the morning and it's, oh, hey, look, everything from your glove compartment is now on your passenger seat. Mm-hmm. Do you wonder how that happened? And there was one time where they actually smashed in the back window of my mother's car because she had a backpack on the back seat.
Oh, geez.
And so they probably were thinking, oh, hey, it's got a laptop in it or something. No, it's got textbooks. Congratulations.
right.
But it's just like, seriously, you're what, and you don't even get anything of value of that, but you're costing me however much to like replace that window,
right?
Or replace the lock on the car if you broke. That's just like,
then just begs the question, should I just, you know, leave my car unlocked? Because right. I'd rather they just open, I mean, and then obviously not leave anything in there that you wouldn't could, yeah. want stolen, because if they're gonna break in, I'd rather they just open the dang car door. But I don't know,
it's, yeah. And I just, this one throws me off even more so than the Amazon coming into your house thing, because at least with that, like, you have to have their specific sort of door knob or doorbell or whatever thingy for them to get in. And I think that comes with a camera. So if something is stolen, it's like, hey, it was that specific person. I've got you on camera. Whereas with the chunk of a car, even less so. But I'm just like, why can't you just have this sent to, like, an Amazon locker, because right. they have those.
They do have those, yes. I mean, I suppose they don't have them everywhere. I mean, you know, right. rural areas might not have them as easily accessible.
Yeah.
But...
or unless this is, like, something really big that wouldn't fit in an Amazon locker. That's if the only way I can figure out this works for you is if you live in a rural area where it's far out to wherever your house is and there's no one around to make sure people don't steal your stuff, and you work at like whatever job, so you can't get to the post office before it closes, and there's no Amazon locker near you, and it's something really big, so you just have to, this is the only way I figure that this is something someone would want to do.
Huh.
Like, I just, I can't really figure out why, and there's got it, like, it feels there's some, so much better options for most people that I'm just like, why?
Right. Yeah, I don't really have any desire to have Amazon deliver to my car. I can't necessarily see the, I'm sure there are pros and cons. I'm just not completely convinced that the pros outweigh everything else. Huh.
Like, I don't know, if it's something like, you know, oh, a TV and I have all that other thing of rural area and can't get to the post office or something, maybe I might rather just actually go to the store and pay a little bit more for that than have to deal with this whole thing of how do I get this without it getting stolen. Like, I just, what? And I mean, delivery people aren't super awesome either. It varies. So, like,
right, some of them are lovely individuals.
I like the main UPS guy in our neighborhood. He's very nice. He knocks on the door. He announces himself so that, you know, I don't think it's like a solicitor or something. And he waits a good amount of time to see if we're home before, and if it's not home, then it goes to a UPS locker, because that's now how it started going. So I'm happy with that too. Whereas the FedEx people, the FedEx person who comes to our neighborhood is immediately like, just drop it and go, and doesn't even knock, it seems like, some of the times. And I'm just like, oh, what? As I'm leaving my house, I have a package. I didn't hear any knock, and I've been home all day. Like,
right.
What the heck?
Yeah, some of them are better than others, and I suppose some policies are better than others. Yes. You know, I'm sure companies have differing policies about these things.
And I'm sure it's the individuals, too, because there have been other UPS guys that weren't as great, and I'm just like, I want my regular UPS guy back.
Growing up, we had one UPS guy, I swear, for my entire childhood and young adulthood. He retired not even that long ago, maybe 10 years ago, so it was really weird when that... and again, I grew up in a very small town, so there was only one UPS guy, and he was there my entire life. So everyone pretty much knew him, and he knew everyone.
I do that with our mail guy, too. Like, whenever our mail's not there at the same time, it's like, oh, maybe we have a new guy.
Right.
And we somehow keep getting random new guys because the mail decides, oh, it's going to come at, like, 9:30 in the morning, and the next day does not come till like, 4 in the afternoon. It's just like... new guy. I'm just going to say it's a new guy.
It's a new guy.
Or, I haven't seen this.
He decided to drive his route backwards.
He looks like, a lot like the old guy, but it's got to be a new guy. Can't be the same guy. Totally different time. New guy. So, yeah, I mean, this is... Amazon's clearly trying to solve the problem that is people stealing packages. And come on, people, seriously, like, why? Like, and I don't know that you can have really, like, insurance on a good number of those.
Depends on what it is. I mean, sometimes it's not worth paying the insurance for what you're ordering, it feels like, but...
And, you know, if this is a major problem, then that would cause people to stop using Amazon so much. So they definitely said, you know, they're trying a number of different things, and this is just one, and they'll see how it goes and try some other stuff, so...
Right.
If this is something for you, maybe look up if you're in one of those 37 cities and have that very specific type of car with the on account.
And then let us know how it goes.
Yes. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Our final story for today is sort of a, part two or something.
Follow-up.
Or something. So we had talked a couple of episodes ago about how there are certain social media personalities who aren't actually real people, but they're really popular. And one of the ones we mentioned was Little Michaela. And now there's this whole crazy saga or situation. I don't even.
I'd go with saga, sure.
This is insane, whatever this is, going on with Little Michaela, where Little Michaela was evidently hacked by a Instagram user whose name is Bermuda's Bay or Bermuda. However, Bermuda is not real either. So it's Not Real Instagrammer was hacked by Not Real Instagrammer, who said they would give Little Michaela back their account if Little Michaela told the truth. And so after...
She's not real. She can't tell the truth.
No, and it gets even crazier because after a while, the real story came out, which is that Little Michaela was built in Silicon Valley by literal genius Daniel Kane to be a servant, then stolen by another company called Brud, given the memories, mind, and personality of real person Michaela Sousa, and reprogrammed to be free. And the listeners can't hear it because they're only listening. There were a lot of air quotes in that of words
Real. So, like, she was created... So, what, she was like a android, or she was created as an Instagram account?
She was created as a... I guess AI, except here's the thing.
Because she was created to be a servant.
Daniel Kane and his company aren't real either.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
It's like...
No.
This is a bit meta of...
It's like a really, really bad science fiction episode.
It kind of does feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone or something. Like, I have no idea what's going on here. Brud is real. Of all the things here, Instagram is real. And Brud is
I don't even
real.
Know if Instagram is real. I don't even know if anything is real at this point. Are you real? You're sitting next to me, but...
I think we're in the Matrix. Somewhere, somehow, I took the red pill and don't remember it or something. Oh. Like, I'm really starting to question what anything is with real. Because it's like, Not Real Instagrammer was hacked by also Not Real Instagrammer...
And the quote-unquote truth was not real either.
The truth is not real in that Not Real Instagrammer was created by Not Real Person.
The X-Files lied to us. They said the truth is out there. But apparently it's all fake.
Or it's just several millions of levels of coding or something. Like, this is a really crazy story and was very hard to figure out what was going on here? And the explanation, I had to look this up, and a lot of people, like a lot of the articles were just like, yeah, what?
We don't know either.
So one of the ones, and I can't remember now where it was, their explanation of it is that this is maybe a stunt by Little Michaela's creators, which is Brud, to continue to profit from her existence because she does have like sponsorships with real fashion lines. And mm-hmm. I think she has a record contract or something. So that it's allowing them to somehow profit from her existence while making it seem like she's not in it for the money.
Oh, good grief.
And I'm just like, I don't think my brain has a big enough space to this is a little over my head. How does that work? Like,
And what kind of a company is Brud? Because they have a stupid name.
They're all sort of techie people. But I'm just like, how does that, by making it out that she's not real, because I think we all knew that, somehow make it like, oh, she's not real and we get money, but she's not in it for the money because she's not real. We knew she wasn't real to begin with. Like,
and she, yeah, what? So she's not real, so she's obviously not in it for the money, but you are obviously in it for the yeah, it's too circular.
It's, yeah, it's driving me crazy. And now I'm thinking of like, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, which is the story that Blade Runner is based off of. And in it, if you've ever read it, I read it and then saw Blade Runner. And there's a good number of changes. But one of the things in the story is that the people who are still on Earth are somewhat like diseased or whatever from the pollution.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not the smartest of people. And one of the characters listens to this radio show where the host is on 23 hours of the day. Yowza. And yet somehow does not realize that the host is a robot.
Just well, like, yeah, because you can sleep for an hour and be fine.
I'm just like, what? Wait a minute. That should have been, of all the things of who's a real person and who's not a real person in this book, that should have been the clearest, man. Like, how did you not know? Just, oh, what is reality anymore, even? Just,
I don't know.
And I, this was in, I want to say, somewhere in Europe where there was a bill, and I don't think it passed, to create like a protected status for robotic persons or something.
Oh, yeah.
Which, okay, fine. I'm sure we're getting there at some point, though I'm still a little confused on what that would be and what that would mean. Like,
right.
Do you need to protect a robot?
Well, now if you go with the if you go with like Star Trek Next Generation, they had this problem with Data. Was he sentient? Was he not sentient? Did he have rights? Did he not have rights? It's going to be a problem in the future, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Or like this was the thing in iRobot and this was the thing in AI, and it's just like, so the more human I make you, I can see how that would, you know, drive the thing of, oh, it looks a lot like me and it seems a lot like me, so it should be protected like me. But if it's, you know, clearly just an AI, doesn't need... Oh, I'm so confused. Oh, my God. Like, trying to just understand the Big Bang is almost not this complicated. Like,
no, I feel like I understand that. I feel like I could understand string theory more than I can understand right. this, and I don't get string theory at all.
What is going on here? Like, how do you know... And we talked about this, I think, on 2 episodes or 3 episodes ago with the deep fakes and Obama's fake news PSA, and that more and more it's now like, I have no idea if any of the information I'm relying on is real or not, because we've gotten to a point where technology has gotten to the point where we could fake it really, really well. But now it's like, not only are we faking it really well, but our fake technology is feuding like real people and was stolen to be free. And I just, what? Like, whole nother level of tech philosophy that I kind of feel I might actually need a PhD to parse out.
Yes, hi, I'm Sarah, and I have a PhD in
tech philosophy.
Fakeness.
What even, yeah, what is
real, what is not real? I don't even know what you'd call that.
I mean, and again, this is things we've totally been dealing with philosophically wise for probably hundreds of years, when you get to like copies and copies of things, and our copies, if it's, you can't tell it's a copy, is that just as good as the original?
Right.
The
But this is going back to what you all often bring up on our podcasts of, we have all of this stuff, but we don't have flying cars.
Yeah. Still, yeah. The two AIs are feuding on Instagram, and yet I still don't have a flying. I think our priorities that we're doing with technology are a little out of whack here.
That's right.
But I think we're also getting to what you often talk about, which is the robots are going to kill us. Now they're getting to the point where, you know, not real things are taking over even the pettiest of human actions.
Yeah.
We don't need humans even to be stupid and terrible. We can do that on our own technological wise. Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, the world. It's confusing. And we're still on air, and we can't even come up with sentences.
Yeah, no, my brain feels like it might explode, and maybe the only reason it hasn't is I'm not real. I don't know. I'm not questioning that.
Oh, man.
I have to go home and look deep within myself, possibly, hopefully not physically, to see whether or not I'm made of metal and wires and coding. And
maybe by next week we'll have an answer as to whether either one of us is real, or if anything is real.
Nothing is real. Let's just go with nothing.
Nothing is real.
And on that very bright note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.